Today is May 15th, 2009, and we're talking to Harvey Goldfarb, G-O-L-D.
F-A-R-B, also known as Schleimitzri Ben David.
Okay.
That's at the morning me.
Right. And Harvey, where were you born and when were you born?
I was born in January 11, 25 in Radom, Poland, R-A-D-O-M. Same place as my cousin Teddy Weisbrot.
Right. And Harvey, you remember your parents?
Yes, it's David and Leah.
David, and was it Goldfarb?
Yes, and this.
And what was Leah? What was her maiden name?
Blajwas. B-L-A-J-W-A-S.
Okay.
The J is pronounced as an I in Poland.
Now, what did your father, David Goldfarb, what did he do for a living?
He had a tailor shop.
So he was a Schneider?
He was a Schneider and also had a stand on the market that on Thursday was market day in our town. He had a stand selling pens.
Okay. And did he work from home as a Schneider?
Yes.
And did he make men's clothing or women's clothing?
Men's.
So did he work, he had a machine, like a sewing machine?
Yes, the sewing machine was right, facing the window. And the front was a sign, Kravets-Mensky, that means David Kravets-Mensky as a men's tailor.
So the sewing machine, did it have a pedal?
Yes.
Now, did anyone ever work for him, or he worked for himself?
At one time he did, then he was by himself.
When you say he did, he worked for someone?
No, he had somebody working with him.
Oh, okay.
He must have, I think, from what I was told, he worked for my late uncle. That he must have made the shidduch.
Right.
Blajwas, it was my mother's brother.
What was his name?
Blajwas. Vitzalo Blajwas.
Right.
And he worked for him, and then I think he married his sister, that became my mother.
And where did he get the customers? Were they mostly Jewish or no?
No. It's usually people from the neighborhood and people also did a lot of work for the farmers.
Oh. Would the farmers pay him with cash, or would they sometimes pay with eggs, or...?
They pay with cash.
Okay.
Later on, during the ghetto, it was, if they could come into the ghetto, they brought some potatoes and cabbage, so that was to sustain us.
And what was your mother, Leah, what did she do?
Well, she was a seamstress. Everybody had to do something. And she was busy taking care of five children.
So she also worked from home?
Yes, if she had any, but most of the time it's just taking care of the family. There was no refrigeration. It was a daily process of getting the food and fresh and getting it processed to get it cooked and so stuff like that. So it was a job and a half.
Now, when you say she was a seamstress, did she also have her own machine, or did they?
No, she didn't. I never saw her doing. She must have been a seamstress doing her maiden years before she got married.
Oh, and
with married life, I didn't see her doing any.
What number were you of the five children?
I was number two. I had an older brother, a year older.
What was his name?
Zachariah.
Zachariah?
Yeah.
And who was number three?
Number three was a sister, Zipporah.
Yeah.
In Yiddish, Feige. And then there were twin sisters, Pessa and Rachel.
And Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay. And of the seven people in your immediate family,
yes,
how many survived the Holocaust?
That's me.
Only you.
Also, my father had two brothers and two sisters. And they didn't survive. The only sister who survived was Teddy Weisbord's mother.
Right. Now, when you were little, did you live in a house or an apartment?
An apartment.
So, was this one of those buildings, like a big building with a courtyard?
Yes.
And how many stories was the building?
Just one story.
Only one story?
Yeah.
So how big a building could it have been if it only had one story?
Well, it was like a rampway. It just extended quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And now, did you have your own bedroom or did you share it?
No, who had their own bedroom? It was, I slept with my brother in a bed.
Right. And how many rooms was the apartment?
It was a one-room apartment, a big room extended, and it was separated with curtains over there in the back.
How much older than you was your brother?
A year and a half.
And how much younger than you was Zipporah?
Let's see, 1925, I think 4 years.
And how much younger were the twins?
The twins were born either in 1932 or 33, I think 3 years.
Well, what do you mean, from you I'm talking about? About seven?
No, from the other one.
Oh, yes, yeah, so about seven from you.
1925, yeah, seven. Yeah.
Were they identical twins or?
No.
No. Now, did you live in a Jewish neighborhood?
Yes.
And
the Jewish, we had our own Jewish hospital. It was on the same street, a little bit past us.
Now, do you remember the address you grew up at, the street?
Yes, number 22, Starokrakowska, which meant Old Krakow Street.
Now, you didn't have a refrigerator, so how did you keep things cold?
There was a little... right in the middle between our apartment and the apartment opposite us, there was a little chamber there, and it had an earthen floor. It didn't have a wooden floor. So it kept it cool. But basically, you were preparing the meal from fresh. You went across the street. There was a little small grocery store, and you just picked up what you needed to prepare the meal, or you went to the market and picked up fresh stuff.
Right.
And if something was left over, like for the holidays, if you had a turkey, it was put in that, where it was an earthen floor with a little bit cooler. And sometimes you just got the delivery of a chunk of ice.
Now, Harvey, the street that was in front of your house, was that a paved road with sidewalks? Was it cobblestones, a dirt road? What kind of street was it?
The street was cobblestones.
And what was traveling on the street? Was it mostly droshkas or people walking, bicycles?
Droshkas and bicycles.
And
It didn't have any motorized vehicles, so once in a while you saw a motorized vehicle, but very seldom.
Right. And did you live near the train station?
No. The train station was quite a bit away.
How would you get to the train station?
You walked.
Right.
You walked everywhere.
Now, was your family, were they very religious?
Yes, my father went to this synagogue service every morning, and I continue to do that right now too.
Right. So, was your father, was he a man who had a long beard and a hat?
No. Didn't wear a hat. His face was shaven, but it was traditional religious. He went to synagogue every day. And
did he smoke?
Yes, that was a bad habit.
What did he smoke?
Cigarettes.
Okay, and did he ever work on Shabbos or no?
Never.
No.
He always wondered that he was, you know, it's like almost like a chain smoker. But he smoked this cigarette Friday as soon as before sundown, and then kept Saturday, and kept looking out to see if it's already light, if we can light up again as Shabbos is over. often wondered if you could stay away without smoking on Saturday, why you can't stay away altogether, but I never got the chance.
And did your mother, did she wear a shaitel?
No.
No.
My late grandmother used to live with us. She wore a shaitel.
Right. Now, did you ever wear payas or tzitzis?
I wore tzitzis, but not payas. Hmm.
Now,
I went to the Hebrew school. We went to the Hebrew school six days a week, Sunday through Friday, from 8 in the morning until 6 at night.
Now, Harvey, when you were a kid, what kind of kid were you? Were you a good athlete? Were you good in school?
Yes, I was quite good in math. And we played soccer ball outside. I remember when we went, no longer could afford Hebrew school. So my father took us out from Hebrew school with my brother and I. So the rabbi came to the house and says, "What are you going to make them goyim?" So we couldn't afford it. So we went for one more year. But after that, we couldn't afford anymore. So he entered us in the public school, and the principal said, "I'm not going to take him because they're supposed to start school at 7. So we supplied the papers. We've been going to school since the age of 4. We have all the papers. Says, "I'm not going to take him." So my father found out he had 5 sons. So he made suits for all the sons. Then he took us in. The religious school was Sunday through Friday. Public school was Monday through Saturday.
Right.
Well, my mother said, you can't go to school on Saturday. So I tried to stay away, and the principal said, if you don't come to school on Saturday, you can't come to school altogether. So I brought a letter from the chief rabbi at Gunishkehofen. So what my mother did Saturday morning, I got dressed up. She hid the books under her shawl, and we were walking along and greeting everybody, good Shabbos, until we got to the school. She handed me the books, and then she was waiting for me at 3:30 or 4 o'clock when school ended, grabbed the books, hid them under the shawl, and just made it through.
Now, so you said you played soccer. Where did you play soccer?
On the neighborhood field.
Did you play with only Jewish kids?
Yes. It was very anti-Semitic. Many, many times you got beaten up by the thugs. Always used to scream at you, "Jews, go to Palestine." I wish I could.
Right. Well, that sounded like good advice at the time.
Yeah, well, we couldn't.
Right. Now, what did they use for a soccer ball?
Any type of ball we could find. We didn't have any regular soccer balls.
Right.
It's sometimes made from shmatas.
And do you remember going swimming?
No, never did.
No?
Didn't have any waters there.
There were no rivers or?
Well, quite a distance away.
Yeah. And do you remember going ice skating?
No. I never had any ice skate. I remember one time I got hold of one ice skate and I just scooted down on the sidewalk on one ice skate. I remember building a sled myself and just tried to make a little money when the old ladies were carrying that big packages. I used to ask them to put them on the sled, and I pulled for them for about 10 cents or so.
Right. Did that work?
Yeah, it worked for a while.
Right. And did you ever play ping pong or volleyball before the war?
Ping pong, yes. In one time, I made a little business out of a ping pong table. My next door neighbor, his grandfather was a shoemaker, a bootmaker actually, making boots from the scratch. And not like he, a shoemaker, but just taking measurements and making boots. And when he also worked right there in the front and near the window, so there would be light. When he passed away, there was some extra space, so my next door neighbor, he was about a year and a half older than I am. So we purchased a ping pong table. table and set it up in his place where the shoemaker used to be. And we used to charge 10 cents for people to come in to play ping pong. Made a little business out of it.
Right. Now, how tall are you today?
Right now I shrunk. Five foot two. Be 5'6".
Now, you mentioned grandparents. Which of your grandparents do you remember?
I don't remember my grandfather, but I remember somebody laying there in bed very, very sick. It may have been my grandfather, but I don't remember very little. My grandmother.
Which grandmother? Which grandparents?
My mother's sister, Blivers.
No, your mother's mother. You're talking about
mother's mother.
Your mother's mother. You remember her?
Yes.
What was her name?
Her name was Silke.
Silke?
Yes. Female gender from the tower, I guess.
Okay. And what do you remember about your grandmother?
Well, she wore a shawl and almost never left the house. Hold on for a second.
So your grandmother, you said she never left the house?
Well, she left, but she had a shawl on, and she was doing the cooking there while she was still healthy. I also remember there was a childless couple. They were friends of my bubby, living in the next apartment. The only thing I know, they had a niece, but during the war, the niece never showed up because my bubby was dead already, and as little rations as we had, we sort of took it upon ourselves to take over something to the childless couple to try to give them some nourishment. They were friends of bubby.
Right. Anything else you remember about your grandmother?
She was religious. She was dominant at home. She never went to shul, but she was home.
Right. And where did she live?
She lived with us.
Okay. And do you know what your grandfather's name was?
It's Tsavo, but I don't remember much about him.
Do you know what he did for a living?
No.
No. Now, how many brothers and sisters did your mother have?
Well, my mother was fortunate that she had all her siblings in the U.S. and Canada. They all immigrated. There were actually immigration papers being prepared for our family, but they were never completed before the war.
And how many brothers and sisters did she have?
She had three brothers and three sisters.
Do you remember the names?
Well, one was Bitsawo.
Bitsawo?
Bitsawo.
Yeah.
Bitsawo, Bitsawo. One was Yosef. One was Shmuel.
Yeah.
And the sisters were Hannah, Brandel. Who was the third?
Was that your mother the third or no?
Chaya. Chaya, Hannah, and Brandel. And my mother was the fourth one, actually.
Where did Bisala, where did he live?
They were the last ones to emigrate from our hometown to Canada. He left in 1933. And the rest of the family left in 1934.
And where did he live in Canada?
Toronto, Canada.
And do you know what he did for a living?
It was a tailor.
Right.
It was one of the two addresses after liberation. We liberated by the French troops first, and a chaplain came, and he asked anybody's got any relatives in the U.S. or Britain. I was the only one who could raise my hand, and I remembered two addresses. During the war, when I was working there every day, I kept repeating the two addresses. In Toronto, Canada, it was 225 Beverly Street, Toronto, Canada. That was the address of my uncle Bitsawo in Canada.
Right.
in Washington was 4214 14th Street, Washington. Every day I kept repeating, so I would remember.
Right. And now, Yosef, where did he immigrate?
No, Yosef did not. He came to Washington. What year? I don't remember.
Washington D.C.
Yeah.
And do you know what he did for a living?
He was a tailor, and he had one son who became a doctor. He came here when he was 13 years of age, and became a physician.
Right. And what do you remember about Shmuel?
Shmuel, they tell me he was always a revolutionary. During disaster time, he was always arrested for working against the Tsar. And then he moved to Detroit.
And what did he do for a living?
He was a sheet metal worker. And then he became a small-time builder. He built some houses.
Okay. Now, your mother's sister, the first one was who?
One was Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. Where did she live?
In Washington, here. Yeah. 4214 Washington, D.C. That's where I came first here.
Okay. And was she married?
Yes, she was married.
What was her husband's name?
Shaver.
And what did he do for a living?
It was a tailor. He was the story had it that he kept going back and forth from what he came to New York first until a friend of his told him to come to Washington. It's much better to make a living in Washington. He was here by himself. After he made some money, he went back to our hometown, conceived another child, stayed a while for a while, then came back again to New York and make some money until he came to Washington. That was about seven children. Every time he was going back and forth. In those days, they needed this just to buy a passage. They didn't need any special papers.
Right.
Until he finally settled in Washington.
And where did Brenda live?
She lived in Detroit.
And what was her? Was she married?
Yeah, she had children, but I never met her husband. And I came here; she was by herself already, so she was a widow.
Do you know what he did for a living?
No.
And what do you remember about Chaya? Where did she live?
Chaya lived in Washington. That's where I came from Germany here to Washington.
And Chaya, was she married?
Yes, she had seven children.
But what was her husband's name? What did he do for a living?
Chaya was the one who was married to Shaver.
Well, I thought there was a Hannah and a Chaya.
No, that was Chaya. There was no Hannah.
Oh, there was no... okay, I got... Oh, so this is the one we talked about before. So, was there another sister?
Chaya.
Randall and Chaya?
Yeah, there was Chaya lived in Detroit. There was Chaya, and there was Brandel and Hannah.
So we went. Did we go through all of them? All the sisters, or am I missing one?
No, you went through that. We got them all.
Okay. Now, do you know the names of your father's parents?
Mordechai.
Yeah.
And Pessa.
Mordechai.
And Pessa.
And Pessa.
Yeah.
Now, did you know them?
I never knew the grandfather and Pessa very slightly. I remember going to the hospital, visiting her on a deathbed.
And do you know where she lived?
Not too far from us, but not on the same street, further up.
Okay. Who do you think came from a more religious family, your father or your mother?
My father.
And Do you know what Mordechai, your grandfather, what he did for a living?
No.
No. And how many children did Mordechai and Pesah have?
Mordechai.
And how many brothers and sisters did your father have?
He had, one sister was the was married to Vice Lord Leah, and let's see if I can recall. There was two brothers. One was Chaim, and the other one Ziska, Ziska, Chaim, Ziska.
Ziska.
Sisters, one was, I can't think of.
Right. So what do you remember about Leah?
Leah, she married, Teddy Weisbord's father.
Do you know what his name was?
Pesach.
Okay, and where did Leah and Pesach, where did they live?
Well, they lived in the same town, but in a more prosperous neighborhood. He had the type of tailor shop which you associate with Armani, you know, when that suit, Armani, you know, the from Italy,
yeah.
The maker suits cost several thousand dollars.
Right.
He had that type of shop. He had very exclusive. And for somebody who had a tailor shop to be able to go, he and his wife, on an excursion to Paris and this and that, like, it was very, very unheard of.
Right.
He was also very active in politics. He was running for a city office at one time. He was associated with the Linke Por Haaretz Zion.
Right. And
I'm sure Teddy told you about his father.
Yeah. And how many children did Leah and Pesach have?
Two.
And what were their names?
Teddy and Helen.
And who survived from Leah's family?
The best of my knowledge, they were the only family who survived. They all survived.
Right, they
two
all
children, yeah.
Right.
It was... He made clothes for the top-ranking German officers, so they can send them to their wives and their girlfriends and their mothers, and they were able to set up a shop for him.
And what do you remember about Chaim?
Chaim, his trait was he made the parts of the shoe. Kamashimacher, that was the part of the shoe which, without the soles.
Yeah, the top, right?
Yeah, it made the tops of the shoes. He had a shop for that. I also remember his wife, I think, was killed by a German soldier running over in a motorcycle.
Do you remember her name?
No.
And did he live in Radom?
Yes.
And how many children did they have?
I don't remember that either.
And did anybody survive from Chaim's family?
Nobody. Nobody survived except the Weisbords and myself.
And what do you remember about Ziska?
Not a whole lot. Nobody survived there either.
Was Ziska married?
Yes, they married, but had a lot of children. Most of the families in Europe had at least three, four, or five children.
And what did they do for a living?
I don't remember that either.
Do you remember any of the children's names?
No.
No. Okay. Now, when you were little, how did you get around? On foot or bicycle, horse and wagon, streetcar, automobile? How did you travel?
On foot, everywhere on foot.
Did you ever have a bicycle?
No, I was saving money to buy a bike on my own, but never accomplished that.
Do you remember traveling by horse and wagon?
No.
And were you ever in an automobile before the war?
No.
No. And did you have electricity at home?
Yes.
Now, the bathroom, was that inside or outside the apartment?
Outside. It was outside. There was a multi family outhouse for maybe about eight cubicles.
Huh. Now, was that close to the apartment or far away?
Well, it's went out in the backyard and in the furthest spot of the backyard. It was a job and a half in the wintertime when it's cold and the snow.
Now, whose job was it to clean that out periodically?
No, there was a guy who took care of the cleaning everything.
And what did they use for toilet paper?
They used the newspaper.
Right.
You couldn't find the newspaper. You had a leaf from the picked up a leaf on the way.
Now, did you have running water?
No. We carried it either from the well, yeah, but wasn't too far away. It was a job and a half to wash laundry. You had to carry, go to the well, get the water, bring it in, and boil it so we can make it hot.
What did they use to heat the oven?
Well, it started with wood, and then there was a special coal you bought. It's a softer type of coal, which kept the heat for a longer period of time. There was four burners on the top in the oven.
Right. And
no thermostat. Your mother opens up the door of the oven and just holds your hand in front of it and you knew what temperature it was.
Now, how did you take a bath?
It was a big utensil. I forgot what it was called. It was filled with water and you took your bath right there. Once in a while, we went to a public... Well, we went to the mikveh once a week on Friday. I know you know what the mikveh is.
Yep.
And then there was once... we went to a public shower. There was a member from the school going there, like a shower house.
Now, did you ever have a telephone?
No.
Do you remember using a telephone?
No, not until I came to the States.
Now, were you born in a hospital or at home?
Everything was at home. You were born at home and you died at home.
Huh.
Then my Bobby died, she was laid out right there.
Huh. And do you remember having a lot of toys when you were little?
No toys. And the only toy I remember, I was sent a teddy bear from my mother's sister in Washington. That was the only toy I had.
Huh. And so what kind of games did you play with your friends?
Just makeshift games. We made up our own. Mostly play soccer ball. In the wintertime, we figured out some games at home. If you wanted to get a horse ride, I used to jump on my neighbor's shoulder, and he carried me, and then I carried him.
And so do you think it was better the way it was when you were little in Poland, or the way it is in America where the kids have too many toys?
We don't want to go back to the ghetto life in Poland. It was a more religious life, but it's better here. But they have too many. I know about too many toys. We have two grandkids, 6.5 years old, twins.
Right.
Too many toys.
Right.
But it's not good the way it was before.
Right. Now, how did you get shoes? Did you go to a shista or a shoemaker, or did you go to a store to buy shoes?
No, we went to a store.
And how often did you get new shoes?
Well, you always got new shoes for Rosh Hashanah.
And how did you get clothing? Did your father make your clothing?
Yeah, we were the best dressed kids in the neighborhood. My father made it.
And
sometimes what he did, we didn't have any money to buy new material. My mother's sister in Washington used to send us packages, and there was some clothes. You know, in those days, there was no synthetics. There was always wool clothes. They sent us a package, and there was some suits which they wore. It was still good, so my father used to take it apart, turn it over from the inside out, and we cut it and made suits for the boys, for us and for me and my brother.
And do you remember your parents getting newspapers?
A Jewish newspaper. We had a daily Jewish newspaper published in our town. There were yeshivas in our town.
Now, do you remember having a radio?
No.
And did you ever have a maid?
We had at one time when my mother got sick. We had a goyish maid.
Where did she live?
Also there. It was actually an apartment. It wasn't subdivided into rooms. We just put up some curtains.
Wait. Do you still remember her name?
No.
No. And why was your mother sick?
That I can't recall either. I don't remember what it was.
Did anyone in your family...
When you had to have some help for her, she must have been really sick. Also, there were twins, you know, so the twins had to be taken care of, my younger sisters.
Now, did anyone in your family play a musical instrument?
No. Didn't have any money for musical instruments.
And do you ever remember going on vacation?
I didn't go. I was sent to summer camp for several years. The summer camp, we had to go by train to Garbatka. It was in, like a big forest. I thought the air in the forest is better.
And how would you travel to go to summer camp?
By train. We walked to the train, boarded the train, and we went to the name of the place. It was Garbatka. It was a small town, and they had a big barrack types of buildings set up there in the woods.
Was this a Jewish camp?
Yes.
And was it only boys?
No, there were separate barracks for boys and girls. I went first by myself for several years, and then my older sister, Fager, went along too, I think, for 1 year in 1938.
Oh, okay. And
in the camp, you had you ate five times a day. It was breakfast, and it was second breakfast was at 10 o'clock, and then you had your big meal at 1 o'clock, and lighter meals after that.
Now, were you bar mitzvahed?
Yes.
So what do you remember about Harvey Goldfarb's bar mitzvah?
Well, bar mitzvahs in our town were not like here with the caterers. You were called to the Torah, and you had your brucha, and then when we came home after shul, the family dropped by and they had some vodka and a little lekach, and that was it. All bar mitzvahs were like that. There were no caterers.
Now, was anyone in your family Zionist?
But Teddy Weisbord's father was a labor Zionist, a Linker Zionist. He was a member of the Po'al Et Zion. That means the workers of Zion.
Right. So, I mean, but what about your father or anyone in your family?
No.
No? And would you say that
when I was a youngster, we joined groups. One was Beta, which was on the right, and then was the Linketsion, but I don't remember much about it.
Was your family before the war, were they rich or poor?
I would say we were more classified as poor and not rich.
Now, were all your friends Jewish or were they mixed?
No, Jewish.
Only Jewish?
Yeah.
And what kind of education did you have before the war?
I went to Hebrew school first, and then to the regular public school. The public school ended when you were 14, which was when the war broke out, and that was it. The war broke out, they didn't think of education anymore.
Oh, okay. So how many different schools did you go to?
Just the two. There was the Hebrew school, and then after that, you went to the Polish school, which was named Bolesława Prusa. I don't know why.
How many years did you go to the Hebrew school for?
From age 4 until 10, six years.
Okay, and the Hebrew school, when you went, did you walk to...
Polish education at the Hebrew school, too. It was a complete school, and it was religious and Hebrew and Polish.
Now, did you walk to school?
Yes.
And how much time did it take to walk to the school?
Probably half an hour.
And so what do you remember about the Hebrew school? Was it all boys?
Yeah, all boys.
So did you wear a uniform?
No. Just the regular school.
Do you remember the name of the school or where it was located?
No.
And did you have your own desk or did you sit on a bench or did you share a desk?
It was a bench. Yeah. And if you didn't behave, the rabbi was pulling on your ear.
Huh.
And many times some kids came home with the ear halfway pulled off. You didn't behave, you got smacked in your behind.
Now the Hebrew school, was that a cheder?
Yes.
So, and where was the school? Was it in someone's house or in a...
No, it was a regular schoolhouse.
And who taught the cheder, the Hebrew school?
It was the head rabbi. It taught the religious and the Chumash in Russia, and somebody else came and taught us the Polish and the math and the other stuff.
And what was your favorite subject?
Math.
Did they have a gym class?
No. I remember the first time when we went out on the yard for a break. But before that, we were just staying in school there completely from 8 in the morning until 6. There was no gym, nothing.
No. Okay. Anything else you remember in the school, in the Hebrew school?
Well, after going to the Hebrew school for 6 days, on Saturday you went to shul, and after shul you usually had to go to the rabbi to listen what you learned during the week.
Now, did your sisters, did they go to the Hebrew school?
No.
No. So then after...
During the war, it was my job to teach them something. Take some lessons with me.
Right.
And I guess those that had money had maybe could have a teacher drop by in the house since it was no school anymore.
And then you went to the Polish school?
Yes.
And how long a walk was that? Was that far away?
It was about a good half an hour in the other direction.
And what do you remember about the Polish school? Was that all boys, or was it...
It was all boys. Each classroom had a cross, and when I first went there, I told you I didn't want to go to school on Saturday, but I had to. And there was a priest came there for a class, and the Jewish kids left. We had about, I think there was a one or two other Jewish kids with me in the Polish school.
Do you remember their names?
No. None of them survived anyway, so.
How come you were there were so few Jewish kids there?
Well, maybe they went to other schools, you know, in different neighborhoods. They had the public school were in different neighborhoods.
But why didn't you continue in the Hebrew school?
Didn't have any more money.
Right, yeah, you told me that before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and in the Polish school, did they did one teacher teach all the subjects, or was it different teachers?
No, just one teacher taught all the subjects. In Easter time, it wasn't safe to go. Jewish kids, when the priest came to give them the class on religion, the Jewish kids have to leave. What was one other or two others with me? And many times when we came back, they were filled with so much hate. The Jews killed their Christ. They thrown at us inkwells and chairs. It wasn't safe to come back.
What language did you speak?
Generally Yiddish, except in school.
And now, did you speak Polish like a Jew or Polish like a Pole?